of our love, so listen to our heart. Amen. Is that your desire this evening? Hallelujah. We run out of words, and sometimes he just has to give us another language. And sometimes he will speak through us, and that praise will come forth, and maybe we won't even know what's being said, but something in you tells you that what's being said is what needs to be said. Amen. What a wonderful God that we serve. Amen. What a blessed people we are here tonight. Amen. So we're thankful to have our brother Danny Del Mundo with us tonight from the Philippines. And we were trying to remember just exactly when it was he was with us last time. And I know that we were still in the fellowship hall, so that would put us back in the 2018, 2019 time frame, somewhere around there. And so he hasn't been in the building since it's been restored. And we're excited to have him with us tonight and thankful to have him with us. He's visited us a few times before, he's come with his wife, Isabella, before. And so, Sister Isabella, if you're listening tonight, we're sorry that you're not here. We thank you for loaning your husband to us, though, and we're thankful that he's here. And so I guess it would be 10:30 tomorrow morning where you're at, so you're in our future. So how's it going? Do we have anything to worry about as the day approaches? I don't want to take too much more time, but I know that there are still some that are out sick, and we want to just keep remembering them in prayer, and we're thankful for the Lord restoring all of us that he has, and he's our healer, he's our deliverer. We're going to need him every step of the way, and it's with thanksgiving in our hearts that we need him, because he wants to be our provider, he wants to be our healer, he wants to be our comforter, and our friend, and our lover. He wants to express all of these things. You know, sometimes particularly in the earlier phases of our walk with the Lord, we kind of count things and kind of keep score, and we think we're going to wear God out, or not realizing fully just this is his desire. He wants to be these things to us, and we actually rob him when we say, well, no, I can handle this, or I'll take care of this. I'll just call upon the Lord when big things come along. I want to call upon him all the time. Amen. He's faithful. He never fails. Amen. So we're going to invite our brother to come up and just take his liberty here tonight. And we just invite you to pull for the brothers and sisters that are not here tonight. You be their portion and just pull on the word tonight and expect God to speak to you. And how many is expecting tonight? Amen. Amen. So let's stand. He counts the stars. He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees each sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name, I'm overwhelmed by the pain, and can't see the light of day. Well, I know I'll be just fine. He knows my name. I'm counting on that tonight, aren't you? Amen. Don't know what tomorrow may bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. answers to the questions of life. But I know in whom I have believed. He knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make. Can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine.
Amen. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this evening? Amen. There's somebody, a supernatural God who knows each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Not just our name, but He knows the number of our hair. And what Banam said, we're worshiping God, amen, the God that knows how many mosquitoes there are. Amen. And how many times they blink their eyes. So He knows everything. And I'm glad to know, amen, I'm glad to know God who loves me, who died for me, who redeemed me. Amen. So my wife, my family, and my congregation who are in the house probably are watching, streaming this evening. Amen. But the dog said we are already tomorrow there. Because we are 15 hours ahead. Amen. So if God depends on time, amen, you are on a favorable side. Because you have 15 hours to prepare. When the rapture comes, we'll get ready there. Amen. But God doesn't depend there. Amen. So, amen. Said two in the field go. Amen. And the other one on the bed. But amen. So we thank the Lord this evening. And it's been quite many years already. I remember I was here when the church was burnt. And the church was closed. And we held our meeting. Amen. And but I thank the Lord. I was able to be back here also. Amen. Amen. And also, there's a desire in my heart to bring back Brother Doug, by the name of Brother Douglas Baker, and Sister Jennifer, and you know, whoever can go with him. Amen. In the Philippines, we really enjoy this ministry. And we have great respect for his ministry. And we love you all. Brother Juan and Sister Susan, we I really appreciate this couple. So once in a while, we cross messages with Brother Andy. Amen. So we thank the Lord for all these things. We're a family. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So without further ado, I would like to go straight to the reading of the word this evening. You can have your Bibles with you. Amen. So in Numbers chapter 30, we're reading two familiar parts of the scripture as our text this evening. In verse 3, it says, if a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow, and her bond wherewith she had bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she had bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she had bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her, because her father disallowed her. Amen. So we are taught in the message that a woman in the Bible, amen, is a type of the church, type of the bride. So we're going to be speaking, of course, on the natural aspect, but we see the natural always type spiritual things. So we the Lord, the message through the messenger in this generation has taught us to see natural things, but above that, beyond that, we see the supernatural things. Amen. So we said in Revelation now, in chapter 19, 7 to 9, it says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready." Amen. If there is such a time, there is no such a time like this. Amen. That we have to be ready. We are ready. We should be ready by this time. Amen. "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." Amen. May the Lord add these blessings. Amen. To the reading of his word. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. We appreciate your presence, Lord. We really feel your anointing. Oh God, we thank you for the opportunity to be together and worship you and lift your name on high. And this evening now, we are approaching your throne of mercy to just open the door of revelation as we open our hearts, our minds, our lives, Lord God, before you. And you just set aside your humble servant, little servant this evening, and have your own way, Father God, as we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus Christ's name. And everybody say, Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may now be seated. Amen. So I appreciate Bardock for allowing me to stand behind this pulpit. And, you know, it's not just easy to let somebody stand behind the pulpit. Amen. The prophet said the pastor is the one who is always suspicious. Amen. Because he watches over his flock that is being entrusted to him by the Lord. Amen. So it's not an easy task to be a pastor. Amen. Because you're taking care of the souls, the sheep. Amen. And the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so our position is to introduce, to let the bridegroom be known to the bride. Yes. Amen? Because the bride must be married to the bridegroom. Amen? Not to the pastor. Not to the pipe ministry. Amen? Because if the ministry will just be pointed to the ministers, and then we are a failure. Right. Amen? Right. But we should be married to Christ. Hallelujah. And with that little portion, we would like to see what the Lord has in store for us in these scriptures. So as we have made mention, a woman in the Bible represents the church. It's the bride. So that's why here, the woman, so the Old Testament is a type and shadow, amen, of the things to come. We can understand the New Testament if we have a background of the Old Testament. We will be able to appreciate the fullness of the word in this time that we're living in if we both have the Old and the New Testament. Amen? So we can keep the balance. Amen? So that's why here the woman vow, he said, "If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth." So on the natural side, amen, the a lady, a woman that is unmarried and should be directly under the headship of his father. Amen? And the wife, of course, should be under the headship of the husband. And of course, we have a local head, which is the pastor, although Brother Branham made mention at some point, he said that in type, he said that your pastor is your husband. Amen. That is only on the spiritual aspect, on something on the type. Amen. For us to better understand. But we have, amen, we have a father. Amen. A father who knows our name. Amen. He is our father. And if God is our father, then no one among us applied to be son or daughter of our father. Amen. My sons are all del mundos. They come from me. They didn't have to apply to be my children. And I like that principle. Because when I realize that I am a son of God and God is my father, then thank God. That is a great assurance. It's a blessed assurance. Amen. Because now I know where I am going because I realize where I come from. We're just going back to our origin. Amen. And so now here, if we put this in a wider sense, if a woman is a church, if a woman is a bride, amen. So each and every one of us, I grew up as a Roman Catholic believer. You know, the Philippines, they say, is the only Christian nation in Southeast Asia because we're surrounded by, you know, I've been in Indonesia, and 90% of Indonesia is Muslim.
Right.
Yeah, it's predominantly Muslims, 90%. And then you go to Thailand, you go to Myanmar, it's Buddhist. Amen. And you go to China, you go to Japan, you also have a work in Japan. So they say that the Philippines is the only nation in Southeast Asia that is Christian. But the truth is, because they have a perception that if it's that a Catholic faith is a Christian faith, but it's not. Amen. So that means between 80 or 85% of the population in the Philippines are Roman Catholic, and I grew up in that faith. I studied in a Catholic church. I taught in a Catholic church, so I know what Catholic is. Amen. But you see, even though I grew up in that faith, I was afraid to commit sin. I have been trying to be a good boy. Amen? And because I'm afraid to go to hell. All right? So in that sense, my lineage, I found this faith, I grew up in this faith, so that means I have initially a vow. I fought for my previous faith. Amen. I could present the three persons in one God because I grew up in that faith. And I used to be a defender of that faith because potentially, or in type, I was married to that faith. Amen? But now, with this principle that a woman, even though she vowed a vow or she made a commitment, and her father, on the natural sense, heard it, and her father said, no. That vow will not stand. And that's a biblical principle. And I believe from this point of view, the Lord is telling us something. Amen. God is telling us something. Amen. Now, when we were born, because of our natural birth, we never knew who we were. We had our spiritual amnesia. Amen. So that's why we got into a certain commitment, spiritually speaking.
That's right.
So that's why when a person, when a man, you ask, Are you a Christian? They say, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal. Because they are married there. Amen. That is what they depend. They will die with that faith. Because they are married to that faith. They had a vow. Amen. They had a vow. Amen. But now, because of this message of the hour, it gives us an understanding now that up there, there is a supernatural being, our eternal Father. Amen. God who is above everything, God who knew everything from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. Amen. During those years, during those times when we were committed to our previous organization, previous denomination, previous religion, you may not have heard it before. You made your commitment. But you know, now we realize we have a Father up there. Amen. Who said all through those years, He said, no. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, no. So that's why in the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation is the book of endings, the book of conclusion. Amen. And so when we pass forward, we will see that there is already a woman here in Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Amen. Now, this was already in the mind of God. Amen. That the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, will get married. Amen. And it is being shown here in Revelation chapter 19. Amen. In the mind of God, everything is present. Because He is the great I am. He's not the great I was. He's not the great I will be. Although He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But God is the great I am. Amen. Everything is present in His mind. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, God sees all these things. But we have not. Amen. So now, there is a lamb that will be married to a pure virgin bride. Amen. And so, here let's read the key in verse 5. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or her bonds wherewith she had bound her soul shall stand. And the Lord, amen, shall forgive her. That means the lady who made a vow can go back to her father, and her father shall forgive her.
Yes.
No matter what happened.
Amen.
Whatever the commitment was, whatever the vow was.
Right.
Amen? But because her father disallowed her, she said, no. That's not your husband. Amen. Denomination is not your husband.
Amen.
Amen. There is a lamb in the future, for you in the future, but in my mind. Hallelujah. He said, now, He said, He shall forgive her. Amen. But aren't you glad this evening we're not just forgiven? We're being justified. As if we have not done it in the first place. Everything is forgotten by the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so now, that's why we, in front of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the principle of justification, because of the blood, amen, that served as a Clorox or something, amen, that all our sins are gone. There's no record on file. Amen. It had been thrown into the sea of God's forgetfulness. And now we stand before Him. Virgin. Because we are not just forgiven, we are being justified. Hallelujah. And so we become worthy, not because of our own goodness, righteousness, but because of His righteousness being imputed to us. Hallelujah. So it's out. So there's now reason. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. So that's why we have reason to rejoice. We have reason to praise him. We have reason to worship him. We have reason to thank him all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. And so God, amen. So we see this is a view of something, but in between, you see, God has to do something. Amen. God has to do something. And so that's why I would like to give a title in this message, God's Divine Protection. Amen. God's Divine Protection. And there are two things that the Lord is showing us here. Number one, God is able to protect His seed. Amen. Let's read in Isaiah 53 verse 10. He said, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. I like that portion. He shall see his seed. Amen? And there is an original seed. And in that original seed are seeds. Amen? So each one of us are among those seeds. But he is the original seed. Amen? And that seed has to fall into the ground. John chapter 12 verse 24, if I'm not mistaken. He said, the seed must fall into the ground. It must die there so that it can grow and it can bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. And it's the bride now. From the original seed, amen, then we go to the time where it is being multiplied through a many-membered body, that's the church, and which is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so now he said, he shall see his seed, and this is something that is personal. Amen. And if you are among the seeds, he knows where we were. He knew where we were. Amen. There are people here. Not all of us originated here in Tucson. But the Lord gathered all of you in this one place. Wherever you come from. Whatever your origin is. Whatever your orientation was. Amen. Whatever lineage, whatever family, whatever background you had. Amen. But God, amen, individually speaking, God saw you. Amen. You were probably in the darkness of life. Amen. The darkest part of your lives. You were living as a sinner, whatever it is. Amen. We never knew God before. But God knew us. Because He knows where His seeds are. Amen. Even our marriages, even our meeting, you know. Amen. God knows everything. I grew up as a Catholic, and then my wife grew up in this message because her father was among the pioneer ministers in the message in the Philippines. Amen. I never knew about the message of the hour. Amen. I had no idea. Amen. I grew up on the other side of the world. Amen. Here comes another. You know, my family. We have never been religious. I did not grow as a religious person. Amen. We're Catholics and, you know, we have all these images. We have all these altars. We have a Bible and we place our Bible in the most special portion or part of our house. Amen. But our elders in the family said, you know, this Bible is so precious. They know that the Bible is holy. Amen. And he said, don't you ever open it. So holy. Amen. Hallelujah. We were all bound by all these traditions and cultures. We've never been religious. I had no idea. Amen. But God knows. God is the one on top of all these situations. Amen. Hallelujah. And my wife was born in, that's why she's named Isabella, because she was born in the province named Isabella. Amen. So my wife owns Isabela province. When you go to Isabela, when you enter to that, you'll see a big mountain, and they have cleared the mountain, they put concretes, and it says Isabela. Amen. But now, so it is probably 10-12 hour drive going through zigzags and mountainous place. And then here I was born on the other side, amen, in Metro Manila. But God made all these things. Amen. He set everything up. Amen. Because, and I never thought I will be preaching this message. In fact, before we got married, I said, okay, even when we get married, my wife is listening. She knows I'm telling you the truth. I said, we have an agreement. Okay, even if we get married, I will not stop you from going to church. Amen. But just let me go. Let me go wherever I go. Because I used to attend the church while her father was the pastor. Amen. And I see all these things, you know. And I think for me, I thought it looks like it is not for me. But where I am now. Amen. I'm preaching this gospel. End time gospel. And I'm dying for it. No one can convince me that this message is not true. Nobody can convince me that my prophet is a false prophet. My life has been changed because of this. My understanding, my love for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I always say, when they criticize the prophet, when they criticize the message, I said, you are too late. You're too late. Hallelujah. I'm married to this word. I am married to Christ. I heard the voice of my father. No. Amen. No. That's not for you. This is what's for you. Amen. And so now, so he knows where his seeds are. And so one by one, he calls us. And that's the reason you are here. We're being gathered not by an organization, not by personality, not by anything else. But you are here because God saw you. You were part of his seed. And he called you and he brought you here. Amen. Hallelujah. And so now, whatever happened, amen, you might have died before you received the message. But God protected you because you are his seed. It's not yet your time. Some of you might have said, oh, you can remember things that you experienced before you received the message. Oh, I got sick. Oh, I had an accident. Oh, I almost died. Amen. But you did not die because you need to hear the message. God knows, and sometimes all these things, all these trials and persecutions and challenges and sickness are being stepping stones for us to hear God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is able to protect his seed. Amen. Until you come to a point that you will be able to understand who you are. Amen. And let me just show you some scriptures here where God is able to protect his own seed, because seed has its own life. Yes, sir. Amen. Now in Hosea, I know this is very familiar. He said in Hosea chapter 1, he said, the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, he was a prophet. Amen. The son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea, and the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Amen. Now look, Hosea was a prophet. Hosea had a message from the Lord. Amen. But God said, go to the city. Go to the place. Of what kind of place? Place of whoredom.
Go take unto thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. And you know, God sometimes, because He is absolute, and He is on top of everything, nobody can question God. That's why I like what Brother Doug said on our break. You know, when we talk about predestination, we love that. But people hate that. They don't want to hear about predestination. You know, you're serving a God and your God is unfair. Amen. Because of predestination. Well, it's up to them. But God is so unfair because he's so fair. Amen. Because of predestination. Hallelujah. Now, you see here, God instructed his prophet. Instead of saying, go, don't go to this place because you might be polluted. There are many women that are a harlot. There are women that are not living right. Amen. You'll ruin your ministry. But how come God instructed Hosea, go to the city. Amen. And take a wife there. A wife of whoredom. A city that is filthy. A city whose women are branded as harlots. Because God wanted to show something. Because God is a mysterious God. And He wants to do mysterious things. Amen. And He makes mysterious things so that only those that are predestinated will see it. So he said some parables, and the disciples said, when all the people left, and all the disciples said, Lord, how come? Amen. When the whole congregation, the whole assembly is here, you speak on parables. But now, how come you are explaining the parable, revealing the parable, the details of the parable? It becomes so clear. Yeah. Amen. Aren't you unfair? But God, the Lord, gave a specific, accurate answer. He said, because it is for you to know. Because had it been revealed to them, I might be obligated to save them. So God intentionally opened our eyes, and He also intentionally closed their eyes. Amen. Is God fair? He is. Amen. So now, take a wife, and to thee a wife of whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom. Because God wants to show something. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Amen. Now, let me jump to the conclusion of this verse. In verse 7, he said, but I will have mercy upon the house of Judah and will save them by the Lord their God and will not save them by bow nor by sword nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Amen? So this is a different salvation. Yes, sir. And he showed it. He expressed his grace. Amen? This is grace in full view. This is a foretaste of the grace that we experience. A prefigure of the unconditional love. Amen. The people of God, Judah has left their position. Judah committed sin. They transgressed God. But because God loved them so much, God made an action that might be questionable to others, but it is clear to Him and clear to His prophet. Amen. He showed that even if the city is sinful, even if the woman is sinful, but by the virtue of the purity of the seed will stand. Amen. Hallelujah. And it will not be affected by any filthiness because the seed of God, amen, is so pure it cannot be touched by anything that is filthy. And He is showing us something here. Amen. He's showing us something here. Just like us, we lived in the world. Amen. We made the commitment to all these religious groups and organizations. I don't know which religious background you come from. Amen. But it is not according to the will of God. Now we see it. Amen. But now He sent a messenger with a message. Just like Hosea, He sent forth a prophet in this generation, amen, to call out the bride from different denominations and bring them together, amen. So in that way, so you see, the seed of God, the message of the hour, amen, God is able to protect the seed, amen, so that in the end, amen, in the end, God can produce a people that came out of His will and then was able to come back because they received the seed. Amen. There are good preachers out there in the denomination. They have good, better programs than we do. They have better singers, amen, than the song leaders we have, amen. But we have a different, we have a different background, amen. So, you know, so just like that song, I remember that song, I know I am the bride. Amen. You know, the original line of that was, you know, the original line of that, Brother Andy, right? Amen. I long, the original line of that, when it was sung by the denomination, I long to be the bride. You go back to that original line and it says, I long to be the bride. Amen? But when we sang that song, we don't long to be the bride. Only in the message we start singing, I know I am the bride. You're not longing for it. It is revealed to you. Amen? So now it's here. Amen. So God, no matter what happens, God is able to protect His seed. And in due time, we will hear His word and we will abide. Amen. And some of us have been baptized in the titles, and later on we realize we need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And all these things, amen, that we see, not only baptism, and then we go further and further. We saw what happened in the Garden of Eden. It was not a literal fruit, amen. It's not an apple, neither an apricot or whatever it is, amen. But it's an act which has been revealed to us. Others could not understand it, but when we heard it, we love it. Amen. Hallelujah. We see the seven golden candlesticks, and then, well, we see all these things, and it's not just a decoration at the background, a good picture to have them. Amen. But when we heard the message, amen, of the hour, we knew that all these things, the seven golden candlesticks represented their instruction. Instructions to the bride in every age. Hallelujah. When we see, we're not just satisfied in hearing things about salvation. And when we got the revelation, we're not just saved. We understand that we are being redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not just saved. Right. Hallelujah. You are being redeemed. Amen. Because when you're just being saved, amen, you might be going to a certain place, and you will have a certain distraction at the end of the road, amen. And somebody stop you. You're being saved, amen, from distraction. You're not saved in going to hell. You're not going to hell, amen. Everything that Satan did, he tried everything, amen. But God, amen, God made a decision to redeem us. And to redeem means to bring us back where we come from. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not just saved. Glory to God. Amen. Redemption is different from salvation. So when we are being redeemed, we're just back to the original owner. We're back to our original position. Amen. Back to the mind of God. Amen. So that's why there will be people who will be receiving eternal life, but they didn't have it. But you have eternal life in you because of that germ, because of that eternal seed that is in you. And God is able to protect that seed in you. You may not know it, you may not have realized that before, but that seed is in you long enough, even before you heard this message of the hour. And God has protected that seed in you until you come to a realization that I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I have done all these things, but glory to God, now I am redeemed. Hallelujah. And so now, he said, so you see, he brought back Judah, and he expressed that in sending Hosea the prophet with a pure seed to get, to bring back a woman out of whoredom and stand pure before him. Hallelujah. So if God is able to protect the seed, now, let's see how it goes now in Genesis chapter 20. And he said in chapter 20 in verse 1, and Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken for, she is a man's wife. Amen? So, now let's see here, amen, that Abraham wanted to protect himself. He didn't want to die. At the expense of his wife. Come on. He's a prophet. And he even instructed his own wife to tell a lie. He told a lie and asked her wife to tell a lie as well. Thank God we're serving a God that doesn't change his mind. How many times we fail the Lord? How many times we, you know, just to escape from something, to justify ourselves. Amen? But God knows everything. Amen. But he never changes. Amen. So Abraham, and then, now look, Sarah now was helpless. She was already under the control of King Abimelech. Abraham could not do anything. Sarah could not do anything. And you know, Abimelech was a good man. He was a good king. Amen? That's why he knew the principle that he cannot marry a woman that is married. As long as, you know, her husband is alive. You know, you see in these things. So you see, now Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister, and Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Now look what Abimelech said. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? A righteous nation. Amen. It was not a bad nation. Said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said, two is a witness. Amen. Here comes an Abimelech, unbeliever and yet good. Amen. And here comes the prophet and the prophet's wife who became false witnesses. Lord, he said, she is my sister. And she said, I am his sister. Both of them. He said, now, in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Amen. So that's why there are good people out there that are being highly favored for being good. Amen. And they also hate sin. They do not want to commit something that is wrong. Amen. And so, but it is more than that. This is more than just giving favor to somebody that is good. Amen. But God is showing something that he is more than able to protect. Before, he protected the seed. But now God is showing here that he is also able to protect the womb that will carry the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And so now, listen, Abimelech, a good man, and Sarah, amen, just like a church again. You know, there are people in Abimelech, I would like to type him, you know, in Abimelech, he wanted to get Sarah, amen, to implant seed in her. Is that right? Amen. So Abimelech had seed also. Now this is something spiritual. I know you understand what I'm talking about. All right? So now I'm saying, that's why even those people that are in the denomination, I know some, I have friends in the denomination until now. I sit down, get coffee with them. I sat down with them. We exchange, you know, thoughts on the little by little. I'm just sharing this message to my friends. But you see, but they're still there. And I have seen that they are really sincere ministers. The only thing that they go to Bible school, to seminary, theological school, amen, because they wanted to learn more to be able to teach better things to their people. Right. These are sincere ministers. So that means they also have their word. They also have their seed that they got from their denominational seminaries and schools. Amen. And these are the ones that they want to implant into the womb of their churches. And they're sincere. They're good. Just like Abimelech with the integrity of my heart. Amen. So these people, amen, we do not de-Christianize them or whatever. We're not here to judge them. God is able. Amen. But what I'm telling you, amen, there are also good people out there, good ministers out there, and we don't know if the time tarries, you know, that they will also receive the message. We just don't know. Amen. But what I'm telling you is that they want to share seed, they want to share word, amen, to bring also salvation, to get them in to the kingdom of God. Amen. But the Father said, no. I'm above this. I have preserved that womb. And perhaps Abraham, being a prophet, knew that. Just like Adam knew. Amen? That, you know, he knew that he will spare Eve because of that seed that Adam had implanted in her womb. So Adam knew. He was not deceived. Because he knew the mind of God. Amen? So now, we see these things now. Abimelech was being spared. And so you see now, and God said in him dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for also withheld thee from sinning against thee. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man, his wife, for he is a prophet. Amen. Abimelech did not question God, saying, him a prophet? Your prophet is a liar. My God is absolute. Amen. Amen. So now, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee. And thou shalt live, and thou shalt restore not, now that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, Abimelech, you're so good. That's why I didn't allow you to continue that event. Eventually, you'll be a sinner. That's your favor. Right. Amen. So you come restore the man, his wife. Then you ask him a prayer. And then before he leaves, you give him a big offering. Amen. Hallelujah. So now, God is able to protect that seed. That's why we are here. And God is also able to protect the womb. The woman. Protect the woman. Amen. And we represent the woman. Amen. But if we look back, we were not able to protect ourselves. Because of our natural birth. But thank God, in Revelation chapter 13, there is a lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. So it's there in the mind of God. Glory. Hallelujah. Where we were living in sin. We were living out there in the world. We made a vow. We made a commitment out there. But there's a blood in the mind of God. Hallelujah. And he could not see directly to all the things, our shortcomings, our sins. He's not directly looking at them, but he looked through the blood. Amen. And he cannot see it because he looked through the blood. Hallelujah. Until it was being realized. Amen. At the cross of Calvary. And also you look to see God is able to protect the seed, and he's also able to protect the channel where the seed must come through. And sometimes, you know, if we become so legalistic, we will not be able to grasp the grace of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we never knew that there is a father who said no. Your first commitment, amen, I said no. And I look through the blood, so I cannot see it. Amen. Amen. Until you realize who you are. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm just reading a few familiar scriptures here. Now, this is another good story in the book of Ruth. Amen. So in verse 13, Boaz took Ruth and she was his wife. And when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life, and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law which loveth thee, which is better to thee than 7 sons, had borne him. And Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse unto it. Hallelujah. So I believe we're living in that day already. Amen. Amen. Ruth typing the bride and Naomi typing the 144,000. The Jews. Amen. And I like to see the illustration where Ruth, he said, Naomi took the child and laid it in her bosom and became nurse into it. Yeah. Amen. So that little life came out of Ruth. Amen. And she gave it to Naomi. Are you seeing some kind of things that's happening right now? We are in that time. Amen. That child types the message of the hour. Amen. That Ruth, the bride, will be passing on. Amen. Will be passing on to Naomi. And Naomi shall receive it and will nurse it, will take care of it, will preach it. Amen. To produce the 144,000. Amen. We're just right there. Hallelujah. And seeing all these things that are going on right now, we're just right there. We're about to pass on the word, the message of the hour to the Jews. Amen. We are already in the time that the word will be passed on to the Jews. But that will take place, hallelujah, after the rapture. Because the wife had made herself ready. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we pastors, we don't stop you from, you know, young people, you study, if you have time to study, work, if you have time to work. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we just don't know when.
That's right.
Amen. But as the prophet of God said, live the life that anytime he comes, you are ready.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so now here, we're already in that time, amen, that Naomi is about to take the child and lay it in her bosom, in her heart. Amen. So now, it said, now, and the women, her neighbors, gave it a name saying there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Are you seeing something here? Amen. Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Now, these are the generations of Phares. Phares begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, and Nashon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the son of David.
Amen?
Amen? But where did it pass through? Amen? It passed through a harlot. Amen? Rahab. And then above that, amen, on the other side, you have Ruth. Amen? And Ruth come from Moab. And Moab had no good story to tell. Amen. If you know the background of Moab, it's so shameful. There's nothing to be proud of. Amen. But something has to happen in Bethlehem, Judah, that Elimelech and his two sons and Naomi has to go to Moab because God is wanting to accomplish something. Amen. Hallelujah. They have to leave their position. It looks like, amen, they went out of the will of God. Amen. But God is wanting to accomplish a more important thing, to get Ruth there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And bring and introduce her to Boaz. God is able to protect the seed and is able to protect the womb, the channel. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see here. So that's why this is our position as ministers of the gospel. He said now, he said we have a responsibility. Let me read this quote here. Now, God's looking for character, not membership. Character. Eliezer, when he went to get the bride of Isaac, he sweated it out until he found character. Remember, Abraham put him responsible. As God puts us responsible, that's right, we ministers.
Yeah.
Amen? So, ministers are responsible. Amen? And what's their responsibility? We ministers, hunt my bride. God bless your heart. I ain't looking for members. I'm looking for pure in heart. See somebody that will believe the word.
Amen.
And Elisha looked and he thought, oh, I can't do this myself. There's too much responsibility. I realize the responsibility of finding Isaac, which is type of the church. You know Christ, Rebecca, the type of the bride. And Eliezer got down on his knees and said, God, you just have to help me. And when he referred to God, God helped him. He got character. So, the prophet is saying, this is a great responsibility to hunt his bride. And we know the responsibility that we cannot leave this earth. Body change will not happen. Rapture will not take place until we are complete. Until that last predestinated seed has come into the fold. So that's why we have a responsibility. But let me tell you this, that this responsibility is not only addressed to the minister, but this is a body ministry. Amen? So we help one another. Amen. We work one another for a single cause. And in anything, hallelujah, God is able to do that. And you know, if we see God's will, then we will realize what portion we have to accomplish in our local assembly. Amen? Hallelujah. So we know God. We know why God is blessing us. Why God, you know, keeping people come into the fold together. Why your pastor need to go out and reach for those souls and be an encouragement to some other ministers. You are doing a sacrifice. Amen. I understand that. Amen. I love my congregation. My congregation love me so much. Amen. So I know your pastor loves you so much and you love your pastor very much. Amen. That you know when we leave our pulpit, when we leave our congregation, it's not that easy for us. Amen. So we do sacrifice. Amen. Our children, our families also sacrifice. Amen. The time that we have to be together, amen, is being used for God's glory to reach for that last predestinated seed. That we can encourage one another. Amen. So this is not just for the ministry. Because this ministry is the whole body of Christ. To hunt that bride. Amen. So, and so now, he said, here, when we come to a point, he said, when we come to a point, we invite people, we present this message, we do some exposition and introduce this message of the hour. But we will come to a point, amen, that we will set up a dividing line, that we are not the same with the denomination. We have our stand and we want to bring the people to the message, which is the spiritual promised land in our generation. Hallelujah. And so now, amen, few more scriptures. In Matthew chapter 1, go with me now. Matthew chapter 1, 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with the child of the Holy Ghost. So from the looks of it, 2,000 years ago, amen, Mary got pregnant and no one had to stand. And she could have died because of that. It was forbidden at that time. Amen? It will cost her life. But Mary, realizing the truth of it, she knew it did not happen before. There's no history to prove to Mary that it will happen. But Mary just believed. Amen? I don't know how. But according to your word, be it unto me. And that life, move in that womb. That's the original seed. Amen? There were many other virgins at that time. But Mary was highly favored. There were many good churches, good denomination. But the bride is highly favored. Hallelujah. So now, everybody, because Mary was not married, and then she's pregnant. And everybody in the town knew that she was espoused to Joseph. And the Bible said, Joseph, her husband, being a just man. Meaning Joseph was righteous. when you look at her character, there's nothing that people can point finger against Joseph. He belonged to a family that was righteous also. Respectable. Amen? And now, his espoused woman gets pregnant before they live together. So everybody in town was saying, oh, you see, look at that woman. Long hair, long dress, amen. Simply walking on the street. But look at her. She's pregnant. And nobody. Amen. Everybody.
Hallelujah.
Gossiping. Everybody's, every time she walks in the street. Amen. All the people, you know, their necks become long. And then talk about Mary. Amen. Because at that time, Mary was alone. No one could stand for her. No one could defend her. She was the only one who knew. She never understood. But she only believed the angel. Other people might tell you, you belong to a cult religion. Amen? But only you understand. You know why you are being pregnated by the word. You're the only one who knows. Because you believe the word of the angel. And that angel is our prophet for this generation. Hallelujah. And so Mary believed the angel. She believed angel Gabriel, be it unto me according to your word. She did not even say according to the word of God. According to your word. Amen. That's why sometimes when we quote, Brother Branham said, but actually we meant, hallelujah, God said through his prophet. Amen. So now, he said, now no one was standing on Mary. Amen. But one day, and you know, the night before, amen, Joseph decided to separate himself, to cut his relationship with Mary. In order to preserve himself being righteous and just. In order not to bring reproach to the family. But again, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, an angel, appeared to him. Talk to him. Hallelujah. And he also believed the angel. And so when he visited Mary, supposedly he was about to cut the relationship, but now it happened the other way around. And she said, Mary, I love you and nothing has changed. I'll take a stand for you. I'll be the father of that child. I am your head. Amen? So now, because Joseph the righteous, Joseph the just man, took the responsibility, took the headship on Mary, now, hallelujah, anyone who say anything against Mary, they're saying it against Joseph. Because they are one. He is the head. I stand for Mary. Nobody can say anything against my wife. Hallelujah, she is my wife. Nobody can say anything against the bride of Christ. Because you are married to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the bridegroom who stood for us. And the Lord is so righteous, and his righteousness is our righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. So everything, all our shortcomings, all our sins, everything that we have done against him before. Now, even our spiritual bow in the denomination, relationship whatsoever. Now it's being erased. Oh, I like this portion. I will close in this quotation, and I want you to bring this home with you now. Amen. Now he said in the invisible union of the bride of Christ, he said, now your old book is gone with your old union. Now your name in your old has been transferred. Now you say, do you mean to tell me that my old book? God put it in the sea of his forgetfulness. You stand perfectly before God. Who can say that? You stand perfectly before God. You're not just forgiven. Amen. Now your name is now in the new book, not the book of life, but the Lamb's book of life. What the Lamb redeemed. Not the old book of your natural union, but your new bride. Hallelujah. Your new life is in the Lamb's book of life. Your marriage certificate. Hallelujah. Where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. Hallelujah. So you did not receive that eternal germ when you heard the message of the hour. You did not receive that eternal germ when you were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You did not receive that eternal germ when you start getting serious in serving the Lord. That germ is in you before you knew it. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's why where your true eternal germ from the beginning takes hold. Sometimes you want to run. Sometimes you want to stop because of some issues, some challenges, some struggles. Amen. You want to stop serving the Lord. Stop believing the message. Because of these things, you know, a lot of people came out. They say, oh, I used to believe this message, but now I don't believe it anymore. They have not been believing the message, let me tell you. Because if they believe like you do, there is a germ in them, and that germ is eternal, and that eternal germ is holding them. It will hold you. It will stop you. Hallelujah. Even if you say, Lord, I stop. Lord, I can stop right here. No, there is an eternal germ right in there. You are a son and daughter of God. Hallelujah. You're being justified. You stand pure. You stand perfect before Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that's why, you know, we love Him because, you know, He first loved us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so now we realize that because we have a Father. Yes. Amen. So that's why in 1963, when that cloud appeared, amen, yeah. It's the Ancient of Days. That's right. Amen. Amen. And it knew everything. Amen. Amen. That head appeared. That headship appeared. That was the one who said, no. Your old union, I said, no. You have a new beginning. Everything is gone. Everything is not just forgiven. You're justified. Because before, in my mind, I said no. You never knew it, but I said no. I did not allow. I did not approve. This is your real marriage certificate. This is your true and genuine wedding, the marriage of the Lamb. God bless you. Keep on serving the Lord. Amen. Keep on praying for Brother Danny. Amen. Keep supporting your pastor. Amen. He's a man of God. God, the Lord placed him, hallelujah, to lead you, and he will lead you through, as the prophet of God said. God bless you. Her dog, amen. Really appreciate. Amen. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
straight flat.